All right, just one quick point. Matt asked a good question yesterday, right? So that about Rabbi Akiva, that it comes that Rabbi Akiva knocks chutz and almanas. But if you hold the machlokus as chutz, then you're learning the rabbanan the holding almanas. So the Rashba, so it comes out he's negating both of those shitas. So he's not be able to learn the machlokus according to. You're not going to be able to learn that whole way. So the Rashba mentions that question. He's saying Enochanami, he really goes against that whole thing. He'll have to learn. He basically is negating both of those possibilities, and he himself would learn that everything is no good, even chutz and almanas no good. As he'll be like he himself is going to hold like the Rabbanan of the almanas side, right? Okay. All right, anyway, so let's take up his Kal V'Chomer, though. Let's take up quickly his Kal V'Chomer argument. Very quickly. So what bothers me always in these things is is he really also arguing against the possibility of of Kiddushin Chutz Miploni? Is his argument the same? That he would not be able to envision a Kiddushin Chutz Miploni? Because he'll say she has a Tzad Eish Sish. Is he arguing against that too? But I saw the one of the Achronim as ago tries to get working on that one. But let's see. Let's just understand the Kal V'Chomer on its own. So what's the Kal V'Chomer? He says it's based on the idea of Isha Grusha Me'isha, right? So what do we know by Isha Grusha Me'isha? That's afilu lo niskarsha ela me'isha nifsala min ha'kahuna. Yeah. It's difficult. No, so what's his argument? His argument is, I'll assume you're right, and I'll show you it's going to crash and burn. Was that his argument? Right? He's got to assume he's right in order to start his argument. And then he'll show him that his argument will result in a contradiction. Okay, so assume that you're right, so then you'll have the situation of a woman divorced from her husband vis-a-vis everyone except for Kohen Ploni, right? So you view her status. As what? And then he dies. So you'll view her status, l'kuli alma, as a grusha. But to Ploni, this is what's strange. They actually call her an almana to Ploni. Lo nimtzeis almana eitzel kohen zeh, dehalegabe lo igarsha. It's tough. He's taking that very literally. He's saying that's the chutz. The chutz is saying that you remain. No, let's put it this way. In terms of. So he means to say that I'm giving you the get, and I'm saying the get is operating vis-a-vis everyone but Ploni. So in terms of Ploni, I'm not, in terms of the relationship, in terms of the, it's not the underlying relationship. That's what's hard when we start working on Arasuras over here. But in terms of the effect of our Kiddushin, I'm not breaking that vis-a-vis Ploni. So vis-a-vis Ploni, I'm leaving you I'm not removing you from me vis-a-vis Ploni.
Can you just call it a shame, Ishish?
She still has a shame eish hazish. So what's an almana? An almana is a woman whose shame eish hazish is removed from the death of the husband. A grusha is a woman whose shame eish hazish is removed from a maaser gerushin. So vis-a-vis ploni, when he dies, she'll have the status halachically of almana. Because she was a former eish hazish. What does the first Mishnah in Kedushin says? It says, Aisha niknis b'shlosha drachim, right? V'konas atzva b'shnei drachim, right? So, she's kona atzma in two ways, either misas habal or with a get. So, when you're kona atzma b'misas habal, you're called an almana. Kona atzma b'gerishin is a grusha. So in terms of this kohen, her heter eishas ish came about through misas habal, and therefore she should be an almana legabe, because the shame of the iser was never removed from a get. Okay, but nonetheless, she will be usher to the kohen. Why? Al yedei tzad gerishin shel ba osra hakosav olav. Kida amran leel. Gerusha meisha levado asur lekuhuna. So even if she was only divorced from her husband, she would still have the iser gerusha to every kohen. So now he pulls his kal v'chomer.
Why does that make sense that it doesn't have to be the shame gerishin to him that he still recognizes?
Okay, well, we'll think about that in a second. What's the Kal v'chomer? Shata lomad he shalifnei misus amagareish te asur l'kol. Yet mitzad ishus sheba. Ma iser gerusha shukal. Because it's just a lav. Now here's the key. What? Motzinu she asura al kohen zeh. Shehi almana etzlo mipnei tzad gerishin shobo. So what do we find? That she'll be usher to this kohen, who technically she has a status of an almana to, because of a side of gerishin that she has. Eish esish is chamura. So then, eino din shete usher etzo mi. Shehi tiro etzlo. See, he's only focusing on the ones that were under the original kedushin and are mutter from the get. He's not getting involved in my problem. That he made the kedushin l'chatchila this way to exclude certain people. He's focusing on the get. Eino din shete oser etzol mi shehi tiro etzlo mipnei tzad isha sheba. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that she should be ushered to the one who he releases her to because of the side of Ishus that she has? Okay, so what does this mean elsewhere? Now, is the key in this whole argument, like the Gemara says later, the Pirchus Isser Kuhuna Shani, so the key to this whole argument is that Rabbi Akiva is saying that Isser Kuhuna is really just works on the shame gerishin. And he's saying you can see something about how the get and the shamos that they incur or fail to remove work, how they work together. Right? Saying I'll show you how the get affects her shame, even according to you. And then he's deriving, because Isser Kuhuna is not Shani. It's just a regular din of, like a Arayos. And it goes by the shame of the Isha. The reality of the Isha. The reality of Grusha. Anybody? Levi? I'm trying to get at my original question. But no, it's maybe saying like this, that what happens, the Kiddushin is Koveya, a certain definition vis-a-vis a certain group of people. Let's say everybody for now. Okay? And now, even he's saying, even according to you, when you give her the get, and the maisa of the get is limited to everybody but Ploni, right? So it doesn't mean now that she has absolutely a shame penuya grusha to everybody and absolutely a shame ashes ish to Ploni. Okay? It means to say that since they were all kavua in the original kedushin, they were all part of the original kedushin, they all recognize and acknowledge the shamos of the get. In other words, it doesn't become a relative get. It doesn't break down into a relative phenomenon. It doesn't break down into two realities. And they acknowledge a reality of grusha, and they acknowledge a reality of eshes ish. Since they were all kavua together under the one maisa kedushin, the one maisa gerushin, even if it's not to everybody, is acknowledged and exists as a shame vis-a-vis everybody, because they're all going to agree that this isha that was so. You see that the maisa of the get might be to individuals, but that doesn't mean the reality of the get only exists to those individuals. Okay? If that's true by an iser lav, meaning to say an iser that just comes about from the maisa of the get, then certainly the reality of the original kedushin that's not being removed by the get will be recognized by everybody. Certainly the isra eshes ish that the get is not applying to should be acknowledged by everybody that was originally part of that kvius. So then it would turn out that the shame eshes ish is a reality that must be acknowledged by everyone in the original kvius. Can't say that. No, as he's trying to say, you have to differentiate between saying who the maisa was done to, but that doesn't mean that each side now has a 100% reality of that maisa. That maisa will create, in other words, the tzad gerushin creates a shame grusha. That's what you see. And if in terms of Isser Kala, you have to acknowledge the tzad grusha from the maisa gerushin, then certainly in terms of an isra chamura, you have to acknowledge the tzad eshes ish from the lack of the maisa gerushin.
She has two shemos.
She has two shemos, but all that means is all that. But that doesn't. That's. That's right, so the whole thing falls apart. That's his Kal V'Chomer. Then the whole thing falls apart. Then it turns out she's not mutter to anybody because everybody has to regard her as an Eshes Ish. What's that?
That's the Pirkei Din of the Kal V'Chomer.
But where do you see, how can you prove that the Maisa, although is... How can you prove that the relative maisa doesn't create relative realities? That's what he wants to prove. I'll prove to you that the relative maisa doesn't create relative realities. So he says, you see from kahuna that there's no, we don't say there's a relative reality, even though there's a relative maisa gerushin. We say there's an objective shame of a grusha, and you can create it even in a relative maisa. So then that means to say that when you fail to release the shame Eishas Ish from her, so then she will remain it with that shame Eishas Ish for everybody. That's right. Before the Kavachom, you could say that a relative Gerushin will make her, in his view, 100% Eishas Ish, and in his view, 100%, it would be like she's your sister and not my sister. Completely relative realities. Right? As opposed to saying, it would be like anyone who is a sister you can't marry. That would be like what this comes out to be. So then it doesn't matter if she's only a sister from you, because of you. That wouldn't make a difference. That would be like the halacha. Like you see from kahuna, you see that by isurei kahuna, isurei ara, isurei ishus, we use a relative, but the relative is just the means to defining it. And once the shame emerges, then it exists vis-a-vis everybody. Like, right? So then that's like a determinant. You can have a relative determinant of an absolute thing. Right? So you'll say now, you see from Isser Kahuna that even a light Isser like Grusha, even though it's a relative shame, she's only a Grusha in terms of certain people, that's enough for the shame grusha to be nitfas in her. And every kohen, even a kohen that she's not a grusha legabe, has to recognize that. So then, kal v'chomer, the shame eishas ish, that exists, that as long as it still exists, partially, even to the ones that it's not continuing to, then it will exist to them. It'll still exist to them. But I'm not saying this has to do with the original kavod. This could just be the ones under the original kedushin. That's all it has to be talking about. The ones under the original kedushin. It doesn't exclude the possibility of a kedushin chutz miploni. All right. So what's the answer? Isser kahuna shani. So what does that mean? It means to say, it's not because of any actual shame in the Isha of a Grusha. It's just the Maisa of the Baal. Even if the Maisa of the Baal had no effect, even if it had no effect on anybody, it's just the rejection of the Baal. That's what makes her Asa Tikkuna. It has nothing to do with the reality of a shame Grusha at all. Okay? It's the shame of being it's the shame vis-a-vis the Baal, not the shame vis-a-vis the other people. It's that she is someone whose husband pushed her away. That's it. That's enough to be a pagam in the Kohen in Kuna. Mm-hmm. Kohen can't have somebody who is a reject. Right? Okay. All right, let's go weiter. So now we have, now let's go to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the one who has no pirchonim. Okay, so what does he say? He said like this. Nene Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'omar krisus dover hakores beino leveino halamadto she'ein ze krisus. Yeah, so what does that mean? So this is different. This is different when he talks about a few people use the expression of krisis, right? But he's using it in a different sense. Earlier, right? Yeah. Yeah, Rashi explained it on Pei Gimel on Amud Aleph. Ein zeh krisis. Hakoris beino liveino. Vahare akati agida bei. Leoser al oso ha'ish. So what would that be? That would be if it was chutz miploni. Oh, so how is he learning? How is he learning? No. But it means even almanas. Even almanas. Because the Gemara goes on later for other almanas cases that get into that problem.
So you hold no almanas?
Well, that's where it gets tricky. We have to think this through. We're going to have to think this through. It's going to get a little tricky on that point.
Even almanas? When is it even chutz?
Certainly chutz. Chutz is worse than almanas. I will see. Well, we'll think about it. So what does it mean? She's tied. How is she tied to him? She's tied to him because...
He's still governing her state of Israel.
All right, let's go a little further. So I could think of a pirach on him. No? Anybody? All right, let's see. Rabbanon, high creases my avdi lei.
Any tonight.
Mm. Right? Is interfering with what she can do. Mm. Right? That's what this Gemara is going to get into. Right?
Any tonight on the.
Any kind of tonight. She's not totally free from the guy.
Like you can't drink wine from
exactly.
Wine. And they say that's straight up fine.
Let's see. So he says like this. Rabbanan high creases my of delay. So now Rabbanan call hanach Rabbanan delayel delo yalfi mehacha pirchayu. They weren't using the pasuk of creases. Sefer creases. That wasn't what their question was based on. They were basing their question on just halachic reasoning. So now for them, they have an extra pasuk of krisis. So what do they do with that other pasuk? With the pasuk of krisis? Mi boile l'kidetanya. Areze giteich almanas shlo tishti yayin. Almanas shlo telchi l'beis avich li'olam. Ein ze krisis. Shlo shim yom areze krisis. Okay, so what does that mean? Ein ze krisis, she'ein mafridin, ein mafridon ela hamoves. The ad yom mosa kishura bo. So they're learning it, for which case? Almanash lo tishti yayin liolam, right. And almanash lo techi leves avich liolam. If he tells her she's never allowed to do something, forever. That's not Croesus. Yeah. The Idach. Oh, but if it was for 30 days, that would be Croesus. Yeah. Rashi. Hareze that Croesus miyad. V'hi tekayim hatanai.
Did you still have the problem that you're saying Pirchon or Rabbanan?
So we have to understand, in other words, let's go through the whole thing. V'idach mekores. How do we have now? So that's the Rabbanan. They're learning krisus to tell you can't do this. Right? He was learning krisus to tell you can't make a tanai on another person. Chutz miploni. Now that would imply that what? Let's just use a little bit of logic here. Right, let's go a little further.
You can make it to that level on the person.
Well,
you might not have said there's a problem making
a tanai on the Tishtiyah. Okay. Or what type of a tanai is it on the... Okay. What about another... What are the Rabbanon hold about? About why isn't Almanashalo Tinasi Leploni a problem because it's not Leolam, you have to say. Right? Why would it not be Leolam? Because he could die before she does. No? Right? That becomes a very strange idea, isn't it? All right, anyway. Let's go a little further.
So they're saying that you could?
Well, let's think this through. In other words, the Rabbanon... let's go through the whole back and forth, and we'll come back in a minute. The Idach, who's the Idach now? That's him, Rabbi Elazar, right? Where does he get this from? Mikores krisis nafka. Okay. Because there's a double lashon over there. It doesn't have to say for krisis. Could have just said say for kares. So kares, krisis, you learn two things out of it. Okay. V'idach kares krisis lo darshi. And they don't darshan the double lashon. They don't darshan the more complicated lashon of krisis as two drushes. Right, that's the question. Can you get two drushes out of krisis? Because you could say it could have just said kares.
That's saying it's interesting that it requires another drusha.
That's what we need to think about a little bit, right? So, yeah. Let's just get the facts. Let's review the facts one more time. So, Elizabeth Azariah is learning. You have two drushes. One you use for what? For Leolam. Right? And the other one is for Almanas Chutz Miploni, or Almanas Lo Tinasi Liploni. And the Rabbanon only use it for Leolam. Right? Because they don't have a double drasha.
Yeah.
So what do you see from that? You see that the first drasha that you should use it for is the Olam, apparently. Because that they all agree on. That's the primary drasha. And then, if you have another drasha to use, you can apply it to the secondary idea of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right. So we can see clearly one thing, we see two things clearly. That it seems that the primary drasha, the primary problem of krisis would be a li'olam tanai. Because they all agree on that. And when you only have one exclusion of krisis, that's the one everyone seems to say you should learn. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is able to darshan two krisis. So he can also go for almanash lo tanasi l'ploni. Okay, that's one thing we see there. In terms of which is the more fundamental violation of krisis, it's the liolam tanai. And secondly, it's just obvious, but just let's just state it anyway, that Almanas Shelo Tinasi is not included in the idea of the Ogid Bey of the Leolam. I'm just saying the same thing in two different ways, obviously. But let's just to help us direct our attention to the issues here. Well, the reverse is not necessarily true because of the old problem of how would you know it? That's the old problem.
And you couldn't apply if you only have one Leolam, you couldn't apply it to Altanasi.
That's right.
You have to apply it to Leolam.
That's right. Wait, so that means the reverse, that means that Tanasi is less, right, Tanasi is less of an infringement than Leolam. So if I knew Tanasi, I would certainly know Leolam. The only thing is I would never know Almanashlo Tanasi, because I wouldn't have a right to assume it for the very same reason. Right? That's a lot of times you have drushes like that.
Right.
Gemara says, no, you have to have two drushes because you wouldn't have known the second one without using up one drusha for the first one.
But if you knew the second one.
If you knew the second one, it would seem so. It seems
no right
so.
To apply to that thing.
Exactly. Because of the very reason if you knew the right? So in other words, these are two different forms of the violation of krisis. So let's just see if we can define the two forms right now.
The one is, like Rashi says, Ein mafridon ela moves, d'ad yom mosa kishura bo. Right? That could be about anything. That could be about any little thing. Don't, you know, whatever. Don't drink Gatorade for the rest of your life. Something that's certainly doable without interfering on anybody's lifestyle. So, but when she passes Gatorade in the aisle, she thinks, ah, that guy.
Forbidden fruit.
The forbidden fruit. Now she wants it. But it turns out that when is she free of him? Never.
She can't have it anymore.
She can't have it anymore. Ah, but that's a tricky thing. What you're saying is tricky. What you're saying is tricky. We'll have to come back to that in a minute. But, so what does that mean? So what does that mean? So that, let's just clear. In other words, that's anything, any string attached that is permanent. That's one way. The other way is, don't marry somebody. It'll be a condition in the marriage. It'll be a condition in the essence of the get. Then it doesn't matter if it's permanent or temporary. Is that true or not?
That's in the essence of the get, because that's what the get is doing, being modified by other people.
But is that true or not? We have to be very, very careful here.
Is what true?
In other words, let's say he says to her, what did you say before? In other words, let's say he says to her, Almanas, you don't marry Ploni. So why isn't it like Almanas lo tishti yayin?
He might die.
He might die, but then she can't marry him. So you said she'll only be allowed to do it when she's not able to do it. Same thing. Let's say he says, Almanas, you don't marry Ploni. So we say, well, that's not like Almanas lo tishti yayin liolam, because it's possible that he will die before she does.
Who will die?
The husband?
No, the Ploni. The husband dying doesn't help.
And wine doesn't die? Is that the idea?
When Ploni dies, she won't be able to marry him anyhow.
Right.
Wine never leaves?
Yeah, it's wine in general. He didn't say this wine.
So you're saying my difference is a superficial difference?
No, it's, let's say he would say to her, Almanas, don't marry Ploni for 30 days. What would you say about that?
It's fine. Well, that's time for Dad brought that up.
Right, well, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is he saying that you can't monkey around with the heter, with the heter of the Isser Tashmish at all? Or is he saying it's dafka because this one guy is being excluded completely?
What's the nafka?
Because the
nafka mean will be 30 days. Because it's monkeying around with the heter of Tashmish, but not permanently.
It's because it's not Torah's ever.
I mean, from the Plame Shot of Rashi, I mean, I don't know. It just says, Hakoris bein olivin of Ariakati agida be le osar al oso ish. The get was given, and she still is tied to him with regards to that guy. Doesn't sound like it matters how long it is for.
Once he dies, she's not tied to me vis-a-vis that guy.
That's why it's not a Leolam problem. That's why it's not like Al Tishtiyai and Leolam. But in terms of sounds like Plame Shot, sounds like the Maisa Krisis must be complete with regards to, must be complete. And that means what? Two things. That means that what? In terms of the essence of the Maisa, in terms of the Isser Heter Tashmish, it can't have any, she can't remain in the situation of, she can't remain under his control in terms of the Isser Tashmish itself. Plus, what? She can't be tied to him until the end of her death. But which one? Why is one more primary than the other? I mean, I don't feel like we're getting down to a clear explanation. Why is the Mavis one? I would say on the contrary. The Isser Ishus should be the more primary one. So why is it that they hold the Al Tishti Yayin Li'olam as the primary one? I mean, one, the Isser Ishus is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias is in the Mice of the Gez, in the Ishus itself. So let's start slow. So why is Almanash Lo Tishti Yayin Li'olam the major problem, the most obvious problem of Maisa Get? Look at Rashi. What does he say? She'ein mafridon ela hamoves. Ein mafridon ela hamoves. In other words, her death, ad yom mosa kashuraba. If he tells her this is your get on the condition you never drink wine, so then ad yom mosa kishurabo, ein mafridan ela hamoves. Only death truly separates them, as they say, right?
Her death or his death?
Her death. Her death.
You mean it's not the get anymore?
It's not the get anymore, exactly. In other words, the character of the type of document is the primary quality that we need. It has to be a document of separation. If the document itself can never achieve the quality of separation, because it will only be truly supplied at her death, then it's not even the type of document that we're talking about. It can never be an effective document of separation. So it says it should be a safer krisus. That means to say it's a kind of a document that ultimately has an effect of separating them completely. So if when you give it to her, you tell her you can never drink wine, it turns out the document will never effectuate complete separation because only her death will effectuate the complete separation. So it's not a safer krisus at all. It's not even the general kind of any kind of a safer krisus in any realm. It doesn't have that quality of krisus. Krisus is absolute. Absolute means that the giving has to effectuate the krisus, not some other thing, not her death. So it has to be contained in the giving, at least, that there is a quality of krisus. But if it only fully effectuates, if it's only effective after her death, then you can't say it's a safer krisus anymore. So everybody, huh?
What about any
tanai? Any tanai is fine, as long as when I give it to her, it has the capability of creating krisus. That's fine. You can't say it's intrinsically not a document that has the character of krisus. As long as it contains within it the ability for krisus, that's enough. It doesn't have to be koresh at this second. Has to be a document. If such and such and such, then there's krisus. Fine. Doesn't have to be an immediate krisus, it could be a delayed krisus. But if it can't have krisus until death, that's not krisus at all. Right? It's like giving a guy a freedom. Here's your document for freedom. When is it effective? When you're dead. That's not a document of freedom. Right? That's not a document of freedom at all. Okay. But the case of Ishus, that's more of a specific problem.
Does it have stuff to do with krisus, or is it?
It does have to do with krisus, but not the general character of krisus at all, the specific nature of this krisus. So apparently you see, it's an interesting thing. You learn the first exclusion is the more general exclusion of the category itself. As opposed, you don't go to a specific
when there's a general first. Interesting. We're not totally clear on the specific though at this point. By the way, see, Rashi says, "I raise the krisus miyad." It's interesting. He says, "Really, it is an immediate krisus."
Right.
Yeah, right. She just has to fulfill it. Yeah. Let's finish up the last case. He goes, "What does it say?" He says, "Omar Rava, raise the gide chamanas shelo tishti yain kol yemei chayai, ein ze krisus." So if he tells her, you can't drink wine all the days of, well, chayai literally means his life, no? That's not krisus. Kol yemei chayai ploni, I raise a krisus. But all the days of his life, so-and-so, that is krisus. Maishno chayai ploni, didilma mos, umekayim aloi litanoya. Chayai didei nami didilma mos, umekayim aloi litanoya. So what's the difference if it's his life or someone else's life? Ela'ema kol yemei chayechi. Ein ze krisus. Kol yemei chayai, o chayei ploni, a raise a krisus. Okay, same thing. Yeah.
We're really disturbed by the Havne. Why should it make a difference? What's better about his life than Ploni's life?
Yeah. It's a good question. All right. So, yeah. All right, so in other words, we have to put this on the back burner for a little while. We're going to take a little break from, I don't know, well, it depends. We could maybe we should just finish up this little sugya before we start the next sugya on Megillah. So the one interesting question, we'll do next week, hard to get to finish it up today, is a very interesting machlokas in the Rishonim about the case that, about the case of the limited permanent Tanai. What is a limited permanent Tanai?
Like the 30 days, no?
Nope. That's just limited. Where's the permanent? The limited, I'm just making up this term. The limited permanent Tanai means you can never eat this kikar.
It's limited to something?
It's limited to something, but in that thing it's permanent. Okay, and when that thing is destroyed, there's no more restriction on her. Now, the question is this case. It's basically Rishonim are bothered with this case. Almanas shelo telchi lebeis avich liolam. So, take the house down. Father dies. So why is that considered a permanent Tanai? So it's machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says, if he says to her, you can't eat this piece of bread forever, that's the same thing as saying you can never drink wine ever again. Even though, if this piece of wine is destroyed, you can't say she's under any restriction anymore. Right? Whereas the other Rishonim say, no, since she's not under any permanent restriction, it's not considered a problem of krisus. In other words, the Rambam's saying, since she'll never be ever be able to eat this piece of bread, that's a liolam problem. And the other Rishonim is saying, no, since she won't always be under the reality of a certain restriction, because as long as the bread is gone, there's no restriction to her, that's not called liolam. It's a good classic type of machlokas. All right, so we'll try to finish it up on this. So it has to do with an earlier sugya. I have the Rashba goes through it. It's a sugya earlier. And then we'll try to figure out, there's one major problem though. The major problem is, according to the Rambam, if you're going to say kikazu liolam, so then what's the difference between Almanash lo tenasi leploni? Why is it any different than kikazu liolam? And then all the rabbanon should agree that that's no good. But it seems almanash lo tenasi leploni wouldn't be a problem of krisus, of the first order krisus. It wouldn't be a problem of the liolam krisus. It's only a problem of the secondary krisus issue.
So we said, because it's not permanent, that was what we said. But if you're going to learn that permanently excluding you from anything is considered permanent, then what's in Srinamanasalo? Then why do we say that they all hold that the permanent exclusion is a problem, but yet they didn't exclude the Kedushin case, the Nisuan case? It's a major problem for the Rambam. All right, well, we'll just try to work on the main issue.